Good morning, and welcome to our Palm Sunday audio service. Well, it is unfortunate that we are unable to gather today and for this Holy Week. We thank God that we have the technology that we have and that we're able to still gather in this way, a way that just a few generations ago, or just a few decades ago rather, people were unable to. And had this happened then, like it did back in 1918, certainly no one was gathering, and all they had was their Bibles with them. And we have those too, but we have even more, thanks be to God. And so we enter into our Palm Sunday service with our opening versicles. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
As you received their praises, accept.
Old Testament reading for Palm Sunday is from Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, brothers, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Cherish of your soul.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The one the crowds call the Son of David and the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee entered today into Jerusalem to take up his throne as king. But he didn't take it by force, and this particular throne no subject nor enemy would desire. For though it would be momentous, with eternal consequences, in power over all of mankind, it yet would be temporary. Far less appealing was that it was a throne of judgment received rather than of judgment distributed. For this throne was a tree upon which he would hang. No, he would not take it by force. Rather, it would be forced upon him, though he would allow it and submit to it. His Father also would not only allow it, but it would please him, not in some sadistic way, but because in it their enemies would be reconciled to them and their kingdom. Yet in this Son's entry into the city of peace, it seemed, at least for a moment, that he had no enemies, but instead had an abundance of subjects, followers, and friends. The people loved him. The crowd called out to him. They laid down their cloaks for his beast of burden to walk upon. They cut branches from the trees and laid them down too, as they thought of the engravings of palm trees in the temple and connected this Messiah's coming as God sending one to establish his earthly kingdom then and there. So they celebrated, crying out, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Now up to this point, Jesus had silenced many. "Tell no one that I healed you. Tell no one that I removed from you an evil spirit or gave you sight or hearing or cleansed your leprous wounds." But news got out anyway. He told them then because he had more to do according to the directives given by his Father before he came to this moment. But now that this moment had arrived, he did not avoid it for the sake of his Father's plan. Just 500 years prior, the prophet Zechariah had written, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." He did this for his Father and for his disciples, as a public witness that he was in fact the promised king from the line of David. Now, with everything that we know is going on right now in our world, the pandemic, the chaos, etc., with all that you know about our current situation, how awesome would it be to have a leader ride in to save us from it all? How awesome would it be for him to come in and have all the answers that Dr. Fauci and the rest of the task force wish they had, to bring us peace amidst our anxieties and our fears about our jobs, our economy, our safety, our families, our very lives, to tell us confidently and reassuringly, it's going to be okay. You are going to be okay. I will get you through this. How awesome would it then be to not have a single doubt in our minds that that promise would be fulfilled? And how awesome would it be if instead of giving us more guidelines on how to effectively avoid this virus and escape death, he just defeated it, not just the virus, but death, and made it irrelevant, to take away every threat to our existence, not by merely overcoming the threat or delaying threats that we might have more time and resources to figure out how to beat it, but by overcoming the problem itself. Sin, death, and the devil are the unholy trinity of enemies that have existed long before COVID. They have existed since our first parents chose to gain wisdom from their own experience of good and evil over trusting in their Lord's wisdom as all-sufficient. How awesome would it be to know that after living lives in which we dread these evil experiences, we would know the meaning of and so cry out from the depths of our souls, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Would it not lead us to cut branches from trees and lay them down with our cloaks to be trampled by the beast that carried him? Would it not lead us to rejoice, to sing Hosanna in the highest, That is, save us, Lord, by this Christ that you've sent. Well, it is here. We have access to it right now. Because today is the day that we commemorate that the Son of David rode into the city of peace. Not a city that had peace. For Jerusalem essentially was forsaken by God because of this great sin. But because into it he brings peace. Today the Son of God entered into that great and holy week that ended with his being hanged upon the tree for the life of the world. It also was the week that transitioned the perishable world, as we know it, into the inauguration of the imperishable, the resurrection of the dead. And so now, regardless of the fact that we are unable to meet together in person, regardless of the fact that we are unable to receive his body and blood at this time and for a time, still we enter into the passion of our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. For the Holy Church, as she marks Holy Week, especially for all who are not able to gather in person, that we would rejoice greatly over our King, who saved us with his perfect life and sacrificial death, and who comes to us humbly and continually in his holy word and sacraments. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our Christian lives, that we would be granted faithfulness in times of temptation, repentance and forgiveness when we fall, love for all our brothers and sisters in Christ, reconciliation with those from whom we are alienated, and boldness to confess the faith we have in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the members of this congregation, that we would be given faithful and generous hearts to prayerfully and financially support the mission and ministry of our Lord in this place and abroad. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all whom our Father has given authority in civil governments, that he would guide their decisions and desires so that life is defended, justice upheld, and the will of him before whom all knees will bow is done. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who live without faith in Christ, that the Holy Spirit would call them to repentance and give them the gift of faith to believe in the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those stricken by disease, especially the novel coronavirus, for those enduring famine, unemployment, scarcity, and other disaster, for those in bondage, and for the lonely, isolated, fearful, and those in need, especially those who have requested our prayers, including Lewis's son, Etienne, Elaine's niece, Roxy, and brother-in-law, Jean, Gary and Pam's friend, Marvin, Julie's son, Ryan, and mom, Ginger, Karine's mother, Ruby, Larry Martin, Russell's sister, Nancy, and brother-in-law, Richard, Sandra's family members, Sophie and Glenn, and Dan's mom, Diane. And of our own, Angela, Jacob, Gloria, Valerie, Sarah, Judy, Lee and Sandra, John and Addie, Lauren, Elaine, Gail, Bernice, Marge, Velva, Lavona, and Catherine. We also pray for Julie's son Ryan, as I mentioned, specifically because he is enduring great pain and issues with his tonsils. And then also, as an update, Catherine Miller is now back at South Haven, not because she was necessarily having issues at Bryan as far as her health goes, but there were issues in getting her back to South Haven just because of everything that's going on and the health guidelines. We pray that our Heavenly Father would hear our pleas and spare us, leading us to rejoice in Him who never fails us in our time of need. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who long to receive the sacrament of the altar of our Lord's body and blood, but are unable for a time, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who have departed this veil of tears and faith, and now sleep in Jesus, let us give thanks to the Lord, that He would shepherd us in that same faith until our last hour, bringing us with them into His kingdom, which has no end. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. God's blessings as you enter into this holy week.